Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi. We are going to cover now Chapter 7, which is Artificial Intelligence in Supply Chain Risk Management. What we're going to cover under this chapter is Introduction to Supply Chain Risk Management, Artificial Intelligence in Supply Chain Risk Management, Core AI Technologies Used in Risk Management, Leveraging AI for Proactive Supply Chain Risk Mitigation, Simulation and Scenario Planning with AI, AI in Crisis Management and Recovery, and finally, we will summarize the learning. So, coming to the introduction, in today's interconnected global economy, businesses operate within complex supply networks that are vulnerable to risks, various kinds of risks. This could be, the logistics risk or geopolitical risk due to strikes, war, strifes, etc. So, supply chain risk management is the strategic process of identifying, assessing, and mitigating and monitoring the risks that can disrupt the flow of goods, service, information, and finances. Why we say information? Because even outages, as far as the internet, etc., can interrupt or disrupt the operations. Recent disruptions, including COVID-19, geopolitical tensions, tariff, as you are aware, currently we are facing a problem with USA, with Trump threatening tariff to various countries, extreme weather, cyber attacks, and labor strikes. So these have exposed the fragility of supply chains, emphasizing the need for proactive risk strategies. So fragility is always there. I mean, there are various kinds of risks, and one needs to mitigate these risks or manage these risks. So what are the key aspects of supply chain risk management? Proactive risk planning. So one has to assess the risk, all the possible risk which can happen, so that you are better prepared and you can mitigate those risks. Identifying potential threats before they impact supply chain operations. Reactive risk strategies. So developing contingency plans to minimize damage when disruption occurs. So example of reactive risk strategy is COVID. Nobody had imagined that there can be a pandemic like COVID. But when it did happen, then people were scrambling to overcome the damage due to this disruption. Many, because there was a lockdown across, the world, and many of the materials, etc., they could not move out from the supplier to the buyers, etc. So this kind of a situation needs a reactive strategy. Continuous monitoring, tracking risk indicators, and adopting responses for timely intervention. So you need to constantly monitor the different kind of risks, etc., because the risk can change from time to time, and one needs to be aware of all the new emerging risks. Like, for example, in the past, there was never a risk of hacking, etc., but today, if you see, there are so many instances of systems being hacked, etc. So remember the good old days when we didn't have computers or they were not connected globally. You never had this kind of risk. Strategic preparedness. So supply chain risk management isn't just about reacting. It's about anticipating problems and having a preemptive plan. So naturally, if you are going to react to it, the damage is already done. So the best thing is how you can prevent a risk from actually actualizing. So why is it crucial? A supply chain connects multiple stakeholders, including supplier, manufacturer, logistics providers, and the customers. So the entire sequence, from supplier to your own organization to your end customers, and you have the channel partners or distribution channel partners, etc. Disruptions in any segment causes ripple effect affecting business performance in key areas. So suppose there is a disruption with the supplier, then your operations get affected. If there is a disruption in the operation, then your downstream processes get affected. If there is a disruption in the distribution channels, then your end customers are going to face the music. Operational efficiency, delays in production and distribution can halt the supply chain and create bottlenecks. Cost management, emergency sourcing, rerouting, or capacity adjustments increase the operational expenses. So imagine you are bringing some material by sea, and because of the crisis, you have to bring it by air. Now you can imagine the cost of bringing any material by air will be many, many fold higher than bringing it by sea. So any risk which is not mitigated enough can actually result in additional cost and increased operational expenses. Customer satisfaction, product stoppages, and service disruptions erode the brand trust and market competitiveness. Not only competitiveness, yes, because you lose the market share. Imagine your product is not available in the market. The customer is not going to wait for your product. He will probably buy whichever product, competitor product is available, which is equivalent to your product. He will buy that from the market. So what are the advantages of proactive supply chain risk management? It minimizes financial losses caused by disruption. So you are basically trying to minimize the losses on account of the risk and mitigate the risk. Maintain customer trust and satisfaction through reliable deliveries. So you are also ensuring that your finished product, suppose it's a raw material or a component which goes into your customer's product, then his operations are not affected, and it adds to your reliability as a supplier to them. Enhance agility to swiftly adapt to unexpected events. So you need to enhance the agility so that in case of any untoward incident or any risk getting actualized, you are able to quickly act and overcome the situation. Ensure compliance with global regulations and industry specific standards. So while you're doing this, you're overcoming the challenges in the market, you also need to see that there is a compliance with the global regulations, etc. So one example is, there are certain hazardous chemicals, etc., which are normally shipped by sea. Now, these cannot be shipped by air, or they can be only shipped by a cargo airline. So these kind of compliances have to be ensured. So what is the scope of supply chain risk management across the supply chain? So SCRM spans every stage of supply chain from raw material sourcing to the end consumer, because in short, this is the entire logistics, the material flow from your supplier to your unit and the material finished product moving to your end customer. The key risk categories include internal operations, addressing manufacturing and logistics risks within the organization. So let's say a major breakdown or a fire or a flooding or any calamity which actually affects your own operations. External suppliers, managing supplier dependencies and financial risks. So here it is the external suppliers and the risk faced by them. Transportation and logistics, preparing for freight disruptions and supply delays. COVID is an example, flooding, or even transport strike, etc. So any such thing can also disrupt the supplies. Demand and market dynamics, reacting to shifts in customer demand and market volatility. So there is a sudden change in the market demand. Imagine, when COVID came in, suddenly there was a drop in demand for garments. People were working from home. People didn't have to go to the office. So you found that there was no demand for formal clothes, because you operated from home in your a nice night suit or whatever. So this is one shift. Also, there was a demand for sanitizers, for masks, etc. So the market dynamics can change depending upon the customer demand and the market volatility or the factors in the marketplace. External factors, navigating geopolitical events, natural disasters, and technological disruptions. So we have already seen that, you know, we talked about the shortage of microprocessor chips, you know, from China a couple of years ago, which was affecting the automobile manufacturing. Currently, the rare earths, non-availability of rare earths from China is affecting, you know, the permanent magnet industry. And mainly this is impacting the electric vehicle segment. So here are some of the, supply chain risks. Like you have the operational risks, the supplier risks, the demand risks. So you can go through these in detail because it basically entails just reading through the various kind of risk and what is the nature of those risks. So supply chain risks are constantly evolving due to globalization. We saw this during the COVID time where many companies who were sourcing their materials across the globe, they faced the problem because of restrictions on the shipments, restrictions on the port movements, lockdown in various countries, etc. And this actually gave rise to what we call as near sourcing, where companies started saying, you know, that we don't need to source from across the world. Our suppliers should be somewhere nearby. So this is one of the example of globalization. Complexity. Intricate supply networks create cascading effects when disruption occurs. So imagine that the material that you require is processed by three different suppliers. The value chain requires that there is a first set of. One example I can think of is the garment industry, where let's take the case of cotton. The farmer grows the cotton, he sells it to the ginning mills. The ginning mills make the yarn, they sell it to the weaving mills. They in turn will weave the fabric, what they call it as a gray fabric. They will sell it to the processing house, who will then bleach, print, dye the fabric, and then they will sell it to the garment industry. So this is where we talk of the cascading effect. And here, if there is a disruption in one of the stages, it can impact the entire value chain. Interdependence, lean inventory models like just in time increase the vulnerability to supply disruptions. So what happens is when you're working with a lean model, you're working with just in time, where you know you are working with only one day's inventory, and the supplier is supposed to deliver the material to you every day or even sometimes multiple times a day. So in such a case, if there is a disruption, you suddenly find that you don't have any buffer. There are no safety stocks and your operations can come to a halt. Technological advancements. So while AI, automation and blockchain enhance transparency, they also introduce new risks like cybersecurity and vulnerabilities. So we talked about it, that cybersecurity, hacking, the dark web. So these are some of the risks which come under the technological risks. Increased volatility, global events, pandemics, geopolitical tensions, and climate change are amplifying the unpredictability. Europe never used to have high temperatures. Today, there are parts of Europe which are experiencing temperatures as high as 32 degrees. There were winters, you know, when there used to be snow in certain parts of Europe. But today, there are winters when there is no snow in parts of Europe, which used to earlier have snow. So what has happened is the requirement of the garment or the winter clothing, etc., has changed. Even the high temperatures, brings about a change in the kind of clothing that people wear, etc. So these are the global events, you know, climate change, etc., which can impact the supply chain. So what are the key limitations to the traditional supply chain risk management? Traditional supply chain risk management relies on outdated methods that primarily react to disruptions. It's more reactive in approach. So we talked about the reactive and the proactive approach. So reactive approach, businesses act after disruption occurs, increasing financial and operational losses. So when you are reacting, you already have suffered the result of the risk. You have already suffered stoppage of your production, etc. And then you are trying to mitigate, or rather overcome or find a solution to the problem. Limited data analysis. So manual processes fail to detect subtle risk trends impacting decision making, because in manual processing, there is a limit to how many factors you can keep in mind or how many factors you can consider. This is similar to, data forecasting or demand forecasting, where you can simply look at the historical data, etc. But many human beings will fail to see the wider trends which are actually happening in the market. So similar thing is with the risk management. Lack of real-time visibility. So legacy systems delay risk response, reducing the agility, supply chain agility. Siloed information, fragmented risk data across department. There are information available, but they are in a silo. Few people are aware of it, but the people who are taking decisions may not have access to that information. Subjectivity and bias. Human-led evaluation introduce errors. So many a times the human being is unable to look at the risk in a holistic manner, or sometimes the vision can be very narrow. The vision can be restricted to the city they are located in or the country they are located in, and they tend to ignore the wider ramification or the global developments which are happening. Failure to model complex interdependencies. Conventional methods cannot predict cascading disruptions in global supply chain. So in the cascading example of the cotton fabric, many a times people fail to see, like, for example, if there is a failure of the cotton crop. About 2 years back, cotton crops, they had something called as a pink boll worm issue, which drastically affected the production of cotton, the growth of cotton, and also the quality of the cotton. So these impacted the industry directly. So this kind of a development will, people will fail to see the cascading effect of how it can have an effect on the, let's say, the garment industry, because that is a couple of steps down the line. Challenges in traditional supply chain risk management approaches. One, it was a manual process, slow, error-prone, workflows delay responses to emerging threats. I don't need to explain, fairly simple to understand. Scattered and siloed data, we discussed about this also, that information may be available somewhere, but may not be available, with the people who need to take the decision, who need to mitigate the risk. Risk insights are disconnected across departments, reducing visibility and coordination. Lack of predictive capabilities. Traditional methods depend on historical data, failing to anticipate future disruption. This happens whenever you are dependent on historical data, because if it has not happened in history, then you cannot predict it. Like, for example, COVID, nobody predicted that there could be such a pandemic. And even when we had indications, initially when COVID started in China and gradually it started spreading to other countries, etc., we had adequate, forewarning to react to it. But we failed to do so, for the reasons that we have discussed. Limited scalability, outdated supply chain risk management models cannot adapt to global supply chain complexity, weakening business resilience. So as we said, the limitation in looking at a global scenario and focusing only on local scenario, which is my city or my country, you know. So this also limited us in looking at the risk possibilities. So coming to AI in supply chain risk management. Traditional supply chain risk management has relied on reactive approach, which we have seen, addressing disruptions only after they occur, making businesses vulnerable to unforeseen risks. So you already suffer the consequences and then you look for a solution. AI-driven SCRM is transforming risk management into a proactive, predictive, and intelligent function. And how does it do that? Analyzing complex data set to identify hidden risk patterns. So it looks at all the possible risks that can happen, whether it is climate related, whether it is geopolitical, whether it is pandemic related or whatever. So it looks at all the possibilities. Predicting disruptions before they escalate, ensuring preventive action. So predicting disruptions before they escalate. We saw the COVID in China and it started escalating. So that could have been the trigger, and AI would detect this and it would immediately ask you to mitigate the particular risk before it escalated and spread to other parts of the world. Providing real-time monitoring for enhanced supply chain visibility. So it will provide real-time information from various sources, unstructured data, etc., and provide you enhanced visibility as far as the supply chain is concerned. Recommending autonomous risk mitigation strategies, minimizing operational disruptions. So it will also suggest the mitigation strategies to minimize the disruption. So even like example, once you have seen the threat of COVID as a possible risk, it will immediately tell you to probably identify suppliers or place more orders on suppliers who are near you and where the disruptions are likely to be minimum. As global supply chains become more dynamic and interconnected, businesses must move beyond manual processes. And manual processes have their limitations, both in terms of reaction time, transactional time, and response time. AI enables faster data-driven decision-making, early warning, and strategic preparedness, making supply chains more robust. So we have seen that with the predictive analytics, etc., it can warn you well in advance before a risk actually materializes. It will also strategically prepare you for every kind of risk based on the historical data. So every kind of risk which is possible, it will prepare you for it. And it will look at it globally, not just looking at it in your vicinity. So what are the key AI capabilities in supply chain risk management? AI's advanced capabilities enhance risk detection, prediction, and mitigation across complex supply networks. So we have seen that it will detect the risk, it will predict the risk, and also it will give you suggestions on how to mitigate those risks. Predictive analytics for risk identification, real-time risk monitoring. So it will real-time look at things which are developing across the world. AI continuously scans supplier financials, geopolitical events, and market trends to flag potential risk. So all these areas are being covered by the risk assessment when it comes to AI. Demand-supply forecasting. AI predicts fluctuation in demand, minimizing stockouts or surplus inventory. So if it finds that there are certain developments happening which may actually increase or decrease the demand for your product, it will flag it. And this will be flagged by way of the demand forecast, so that either your procurement needs to be stepped up or they need to be curtailed, so that you don't land up with excess stock or you don't land with a stock out situation. Early warning systems, AI detects emerging risk in supply performance and logistics, enabling preemptive actions. So it will give you a heads up and allow you to, take steps, preemptive steps to overcome or avoid those risks. Automated risk assessment and simulation. Scenario-based risk modeling. So AI simulates disruptions like natural disasters, supplier failures, trade restrictions to develop contingency plans. So you can simulate this kind of situations through AI risk management, where it will say that if there is a natural disaster, what happens? How long there will be a disruption? And how can you mitigate this kind of a risk? Or if a supplier fails, let's say one of your key supplier fails, then how would you, cover your requirement? And do you have alternate suppliers? That means the mitigation here would be developing alternate suppliers or developing suppliers even if they are not up to the mark, so that they are able to meet your requirement. Supplier risk scoring. AI evaluates supplier financial health, operational stability, and performance history to inform procurement decisions. We have seen how this is happening. We have seen the supplier performance in the previous chapter. Financial health, we have seen that it also assesses the financial health, so that if there is a possibility of the company going bankrupt, etc., you will be forewarned. Also, if they have compliance issues as far as environment or labor laws are concerned or any other regulations are concerned, that will be flagged. Blockchain powered transparency. AI integrates with blockchain for secure, traceable supplier data management. So we have seen that blockchain is a very secure transaction platform where once a transaction is recorded, it cannot be modified, cannot be erased. So this is how blockchain helps in documenting transactions, etc. So the next point is AI-enabled cybersecurity risk management. So AI-powered threat detection, AI scans digital supply network for vulnerabilities, identifying breaches before they escalate. automated compliance monitoring, AI ensures adherence to cybersecurity standards, reducing third-party data exposure risk. So, basically AI can predict the possible vulnerabilities, and it will guard against it, ensuring that access to the system is only through VPNs, frequent changing of passwords, etc. Fraud and anomaly detection. So AI flags suspicious transactions, preventing financial losses. We have seen this in one of the earlier chapters also, that AI can detect unusual transactions. For example, we had taken the example of banking, where you find that money comes into an account and then within few minutes, the money gets transferred or gets withdrawn. So these kind of behavior can be detected by AI. And similar thing is, it can be done in the supply chain risk management as well, where fraud and anomaly detection can be done based on the behavior, suspicious transactions or behavior, etc. AI enhanced supplier collaboration for risk mitigation. So smart contracts and automated compliances, AI enforces adherence to negotiated terms, reducing disputes. So we have seen how AI can actually monitor the compliance with the policies laid down as per the contract. AI driven supply portals, AI delivers personalized insight to suppliers for improved demand alignment. So one more way in which the risk mitigation happens. AI-powered crisis response. AI facilitates rapid supplier coordination during disruptions, ensuring swift recovery. So imagine that a particular supplier is unable to supply the material. It will quickly respond. And, you know, through the predictive analytics, it basically finds out where there is going to be a disruption, either in terms of a delay or inability to supply the material, and it will take corrective actions immediately. The transformative role of AI in supply chain risk management. So AI empowers organizations to predict, prevent, and respond to risk with greater speed, accuracy, and efficiency. Self-explanatory, this is done by combining pattern recognition, predictive modeling, automation, and optimization. So predictive modeling, where it can predict the failures, even if they are not historical failures, etc. So that makes it proactive in nature. Pattern recognition, as we saw in the case of bank frauds, etc. And thus it optimizes the overall system. So AI uses cases for specific supply chain risks. One, AI-powered supplier risk assessment and diversification. AI enhances supplier management by predicting risks and ensuring supply continuity. So it analyzes the supplier financial health, as we saw, so that there is, if there is any chance of bankruptcy, etc., or there is a historical bias in the performance in terms of failures or delays, etc. So these things can be predicted by the AI. And geopolitical exposures, that means the actual location of the supplier, if that is creating additional risk, it will flag those risk also. Predictive modeling forecasts disruptions, enabling businesses to diversify sourcing strategies preemptively. So when you are doing the predictive modeling, you know exactly the suppliers who are higher prone to the risk on account of various factors. You know, it could be the logistics related factors or local factors. So it will help you to diversify your sourcing strategy and spread your supplier base to ensure that continuity can be maintained. AI ranks alternative suppliers based on capability, compliance, and cost effectiveness for multi-sourcing flexibility. So we have seen how it assesses these suppliers, and it can tell you which are the suppliers, how reliable they are, how quality compliant they are, and how cost effective they are. And thus, it will help you develop a second and a third line of suppliers. AI-driven recommendations ensure adaptive procurement, safeguarding supply chain against unexpected shortages. So even in case of any disruptions, it will immediately tell you to take actions to mitigate that risk or to overcome the disruptions. AI used cases for specific supply chain risks. So AI for transportation and logistics optimization. AI enhances logistics operations by improving the route planning, cost efficiency, and risk mitigation. So risk mitigation can be in the form of calamity, certain routes being blocked, etc. A couple of years ago, when there was a flooding in certain parts of India, especially southern India, the AI-based solutions were routing traffic to South Karnataka and even Chennai through Andhra Pradesh instead of through Karnataka, etc. So these kind of predictions and route planning can be helped with the use of AI. AI-driven logistics platforms track real-time freight movements, suggesting alternative routes for faster, safer deliveries. Predictive analytics forecast. Transportation bottlenecks, including port congestions, regulatory delays, and weather disruptions. So things like cyclones, storms, etc. this can be weather disruptions. Regulatory delays could be because of change in government policies, especially, you know, during the fiscal budget, etc. And port congestion, which time to time, you know, we hear that there are congestions at the port, which is leading to delays in clearance of the goods, etc. Machine learning optimizes freight costs, preventing overpayment and inefficient vendor selection. So machine learning, based on the historical data and through the pattern, it will tell you which are the suppliers or which are the you know, route selections or vendor selection which will actually result in the most efficient logistics arrangement. AI-powered bidding platforms streamline contract negotiations, ensuring cost-effective logistics solutions. So there are a couple of platforms, bidding platforms, where, you know, you can have contract negotiations, especially for the logistics, etc. And AI can help you with those also. AI used cases for specific supply chain risks. So looking at part number three, AI-powered demand forecasting and inventory optimization. AI helps businesses navigate demand volatility and ensure stock availability. So here, AI analyzes the purchasing behavior, seasonality, and economic trends for precise demand prediction. We have seen this in the chapter on demand forecasting, how it can predict the demand more accurately, thus gearing up the business to meet the requirements, which may be, you know, going up or coming down. Real-time demand tracking prevents stockouts and overstocking, maintaining optical inventory levels. So we have seen that these are the two risks that inventory management has. Either you have too much of inventory or you have a stockout. And we actually prevent both these cases with a demand tracking and the demand forecasting. AI dynamically adjusts safety stock thresholds, balancing cost efficiency with risk mitigation. So also, as the volatility in the consumption changes, or the lead time variations increase or decrease, the safety stocks will be dynamically adjusted for each of the material. So thus, you know, it's not that, you know, you fix a safety stock and the same thing continues. It is being reviewed and computed dynamically, and thus, you know, it will help you prevent any surprises or shocks. Coming to number four, AI-enabled cybersecurity and compliance enforcement. So with supply chains increasingly reliant on digital infrastructure, AI safeguards and cybersecurity through AI-powered anomaly detection. So we have already talked about this, you know, where it looks for certain patterns, certain behaviors, which the fraudsters are using to basically prevent this kind of breaches. Continuous network scanning, identifying cybersecurity vulnerabilities before breach occurs. So it is also looking at what are the vulnerabilities which are there in the system so that they can be plugged before a breach actually occurs. Automated compliance monitoring, ensuring suppliers align with regulatory and security standards. So even the compliance of the suppliers, since suppliers may have access to your system, you know, for feeding information about the supplies, invoice, etc. So as far as the company policies are there, compliances relating to the cybersecurity, etc., whether they are complying with it. Because it can be that there can be infection, viral infection, etc., which can come from a third-party interface into your system. AI-driven audits detect potential data security flaws, securing supplier portals and procurement system. So there are certain firewalls, etc., which ensure that you know, the security flaws, etc., even from the supplier portals, etc., cannot invade into your system and cannot infect your systems.